You're listening to New Tnia. Personalized mRNA cancer vaccines move closer to long-term clinical use. 5-year melanoma data and a growing wave of clinical studies are strengthening the case for personalized mRNA cancer vaccines. Unlike preventive vaccines, these treatments are built from each patient's tumor mutations and are designed to train the immune system after cancer has appeared. The idea of a cancer vaccine can be misleading. Most experimental mRNA cancer vaccines are not designed to prevent cancer in healthy people. They are therapeutic vaccines created after diagnosis to help a patient's immune system recognize molecular features unique to the tumor. The 30-second summary. 5-year melanoma data and a growing wave of clinical studies are strengthening the case for personalized mRNA cancer vaccines. Unlike preventive vaccines, these treatments are built from each patient's tumor mutations and are designed to train the immune system after cancer has appeared. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. Longer-term melanoma data and more than 100 studies presented around the 2026 oncology meeting season suggest that this approach is moving from an attractive concept toward a testable treatment strategy. How a personalized vaccine is made. Doctors collect tumor tissue and a normal DNA sample from the patient. Sequencing reveals mutations present in the cancer but absent from healthy cells. Software then predicts which mutation-derived proteins, known as neoantigens, are most likely to be visible to the immune system. An individualized mRNA vaccine is manufactured with instructions for several selected neoantigens. After injection, cells briefly produce these molecular targets, allowing immune cells to learn what to recognize. The goal is to create or strengthen T cells capable of finding tumor cells carrying the same mutations. Personalization. The formulation is based on the mutations in one patient's tumor. Multiple targets, including several neoantigens, may make it harder for the cancer to escape. A combination treatment. Vaccines are often tested with checkpoint inhibitors that release immune system breaks. Why the melanoma results matter. Long-term follow-up from the KEYNOTE-942 study examined a personalized mRNA vaccine, intismeran autogene, combined with pembrolizumab after surgery for high-risk melanoma. Reported 5-year data continued to show a lower risk of recurrence or death compared with pembrolizumab alone. Durability is crucial in cancer immunotherapy. An early separation between trial groups may disappear over time, so evidence that benefit persists for several years strengthens the rationale for larger phase 3 studies. Why mRNA is suited to cancer. The platform can be redesigned quickly once a tumor sequence is known, and it can encode many targets in a single formulation. It does not permanently alter DNA. The mRNA is temporary and degrades after delivering its instructions. Manufacturing remains complex, however, because every patient may require a different product under strict quality controls. The biggest unanswered questions. Personalized vaccines are not yet a universal cancer treatment. Researchers must determine which tumor types are sufficiently visible to the immune system, which neoantigens are worth targeting, and how quickly a vaccine can be produced after surgery. Cost, sequencing access, and specialist manufacturing could limit availability. Evidence must also separate the vaccine's contribution from the effect of accompanying immunotherapy. Phase 3 trials are needed to confirm efficacy, monitor rare adverse events, and determine whether improved recurrence-free survival ultimately produces longer overall survival. A platform rather than a single product. The deeper significance is the creation of a repeatable process. Sequence the tumor, select targets, manufacture a patient-specific vaccine, and combine it with the most appropriate immune therapy. Trials are expanding beyond melanoma into brain, lung, pancreatic, and other cancers. The current data justify cautious optimism. Personalized mRNA vaccines have not replaced surgery, chemotherapy, or established immunotherapy, But they may add a new layer of precision by teaching the immune system exactly what is distinctive about an individual patient's cancer. Before we overstate the result, unlike preventive vaccines, these treatments are built from each patient's tumor mutations and are designed to train the immune system after cancer has appeared. Read the full article at newtnea.com.